What if AI-assisted open source is creating a time bomb? The "What if we're wrong" question this episode targets one of the weekend's most broadly accepted claims, that AI-assisted development, as exemplified by Simon Willison's Sklite Utils experiment and the Zig ecosystem's growth, represents a net positive for open source software quality and maintainability. The strongest challenge to that view is not that AI-generated code is bad. It is something subtler and longer horizon. Open source software quality has historically depended on a specific learning pathway. A developer reads code they did not write, encounters something they do not fully understand, investigates, resolves the confusion, and in doing so accumulates institutional knowledge about the code base. That process, confusion, investigation, resolution, is how human maintainers build the mental models that allow them to debug subtle failures years after the original code was committed. If significant portions of a code base are AI-generated, that pathway is disrupted. The key assumption underlying the net positive claim is that the person directing the AI has enough domain expertise to evaluate the output and understand the architectural decisions embedded in it. Willison almost certainly satisfies that assumption. The concern is what happens when less experienced maintainers apply the same workflow to code bases they inherited rather than built. The failure mode would be code bases that appear correct, syntactically valid, logically coherent on inspection, but that contain architectural choices the human maintainer never reasoned through, making them opaque when an unusual edge case surfaces 2 years after the code shipped. The insidious quality of this failure is its latency. Everything works fine for normal cases, and the first visible sign of a problem may come long after the original context has dissipated. The signal to watch, the ratio of bug reports to bug fixes in mature AI-assisted open source projects over time, and the appearance of maintainer comments in GitHub issues explicitly acknowledging they do not understand portions of their own code base. Elsewhere in community and craft coverage, the programmers need to start meditating. Post generated 79 points and 71 comments, with the most substantive thread responses sidestepping the question of whether meditation works in the abstract in favor of a more specific claim. The cognitive skill most relevant to programmers may be noticing when one is stuck and spinning rather than progressing, and being able to step back deliberately rather than continuing to grind. The My ASN Journey series, a detailed hobbyist account of obtaining an autonomous system number and participating in Border Gateway Protocol routing, drew appreciation as the kind of deep infrastructure education that illuminates how the internet is actually governed and built, a category of content the HN community surfaces with particular consistency. A Writer Beware blog post documenting the evolution of book review and promotion scams received 53 points and 14 comments. The mechanism has grown more sophisticated: fake literary credentials, plausible-looking websites, but the underlying pattern is unchanged. Authors are approached with seemingly legitimate opportunities that require payment for services that are worthless or non-existent. The warning is worth circulating in any creative community.